Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Brother Elohim. Once again, we're here above ground on another Sunday, and that's a good thing. Whatever problems you have, as long as you're on top of the earth, you will be able to solve them. Naturally, we start off every show with love because we think that love is so important, and that's one of the reasons why we're in so much trouble today. The topic for today is what was so important about Jesus teaching Peter how to walk on the water. Oh boy, we got a good one for you today. Back to the love issue though. The problem that we're having with our family, problem that we're having with our friends, with our loved ones, with our children, is that this culture does not want you to know what love is. Once you figure out what love is, and you and your spouse, you and your children, you and your family members begin acting out of love with each other, how could you have a problem? Every act that you commit towards your friends, yourself, and everybody else and makes others feel good, what would be the problem? What would there be to argue about? You understand? You would have nothing to argue about. There would be no problem. It's like when you're first dating somebody, you know, you know, the person get together, you're trying to give them, you're taking them out to dinner, and she's cooking for you, and you're cooking for her, and everything you're saying is real nice because you want to get with each other, okay? Then after you get with each other, something changes. Yes, the culture that you're under, which teaches you what a relationship is supposed to be like, that's what changes. The acts that you're doing in the beginning, that's the actual love. And you need to keep that up. Keep trying to do everything you can to make the other person feel good. And your marriage will last forever. Okay? It took me a long time to learn that, and it takes a lot of other people a long time to learn that, but that's very important. That's why we start the show off every week with love, because this culture does not teach us how to love each other, because if we knew how to love each other, our communities would be so strong and powerful, it would be unbelievable. You know? Now, our topic for today was so important about Jesus teaching Peter how to walk on water. Now, Jesus understood the law of the sea. If you know how to follow the flow of ocean currents, you can travel all over the world without a compass. There was a story that I read once about a Hawaiian fisherman and a British naval captain. They challenged each other to see who could reach land first, and not only did the Hawaiian fisherman reach land first without a compass, but he was more accurate. Jesus knew that the fish used the current to travel in schools and told them where to cast their nets according to the current flow to catch the fish. Now, here's the thing. This is why the Bible is so important. And the teachings of Jesus is so important, because Jesus' teachings are a cipher to understand more than just what's going on. Now, most of us don't study the current, how things flow, and what's happening in the ocean. We don't get into that because it has no value in our current lifestyle and what we're doing. Now, here's the question today. What was the hidden cipher to use today in that particular story? We're talking about the Uniform Commercial Code, okay? Now, what is the Uniform Commercial Code? That's the code that they use for commerce to make money, okay? And if you understood how the flow of currency, if you understood the flow of the currency worldwide, you would know how to make money the way the 1% do. You can't make money the way the 1% do because you don't understand the current flow or the currency flow, okay? You don't understand that everything that's being done is being done based on commerce. All governments use the Uniform Commercial Code for land and sea in relationship to commerce. Okay, Bible is such a powerful book if you know how to read the thing. And this is why it was against the law by penalty of death by the first slave owners. They knew how to read the book. See? Now, a lot of us know how we read the book, but we don't know how to see what the book is saying. But the original farmer landlords who came here and set up slavery, they knew how to see what the book was saying. That's why it was said in the scriptures, right? Let those who have ears hear, and let those who have eyes see. Because everybody can't see or hear what they're actually reading, okay? Now, we're going to break this down for a minute, okay? Your mother, whom is considered a ship, and you are considered a merchandise package to be delivered by the captain, who is your mother, right? we're gonna get into this a little bit because this is so important, and this is why we're missing so much when we read the scriptures, because the ministers aren't giving us the information that pertain to us in our lives. All the ships that come into port, they have a manifest to show what they're carrying. Your manifest is carried by your doctor upon your visit to show proof of the cargo, proof of your birth, proof that that baby is in there, right? It's also called a bill of lading. Now, when a ship comes into port, it comes through a canal to be berthed, right? Now, this is going to be difficult for you to hear because you haven't been being trained this way or taught this way by your ministers. At your place of birth, you come down your mother's canal and are born or birthed. All ships have to dock at a port. When you go to give birth, your baby comes down a birthing canal to a doctor, which is a dock, right? I'm just giving you an understanding of how this whole thing works. And if you relate this story to what's going on, we're going to relate the whole story to what's going on with Simon and Peter when he told them, come on, get on your boat, and let's go do what we have to do, okay? Now, after the ship is unloaded, there is a certificate that has to be signed showing delivery. That certificate is your birth certificate, all right? let me get this up here. if you're going to engage in commerce, you need to learn the Uniform Commercial Code. Remember, we need money. We need to know how to make money. But we don't understand exactly how the currency flows. We don't understand currency action. We don't understand how to flow currency. So you can't get to where you're trying to go to get the stuff that you need for commerce. remember, complication is a tool of the wicked to keep you in a position to be taken advantage of. This is why everything that you're reading to date is very, very complicated. Because they make it so complicated that the average person can't understand it. And if you can't understand what's going on, how are you going to conduct business? How are you going to get paid? How are you going to take care of your family, you know, or your tribe? And this is what's going on. Now, the most important thing about commerce is the universal rule of reap what you sow. Now, think about that for a minute, right? They make everything so complicated so that we don't actually understand what's going on, all right? Now, Jesus told Simon something very profound, right? Now, before we get into that, think about this for a minute. Simon was going out, when they were going out to fish, what were they going out to do? They were going out to get something to engage in commerce. They needed something to sell. If they go out, if they capture these fish, they come back to land, they can make money, they can eat and everything else, right? Now, when you engage in commerce, the most important rule to deal with is the rule of reap what you sow. Because if you do that, then all of the rules that they had out there about commerce will not affect you that much, okay? Now, Jesus told Simon something very profound. Remember, Simon was fishing to engage in commerce. Jesus told him to come, and I will make you fishers of men. That's something to think about. I will make you fishers of men. Now, when you catch fish, you intend to pay for the fish, and if you fish for men the same way you fish for fish, you'll have slavery. Think about that, okay? Now, the readers of the Bible who can see what it was saying realize that the greatest resource to fish for were men. Greatest resource to fish for were men. Now, we are using the barter system, that means that the real money in the barter system is actually your labor, all right? Now, some of us, the minute you mention Jesus' name, because we have been so misinformed about the teachings that we just out of hand just say, hey, we don't want to hear that no more. We don't want to hear about Jesus. We don't want to hear nothing about Jesus because the teachings about Jesus or Yahshua ben Bandera have been misconstrued for so long. Now, think about this. We're using the barter system today, which means that the real money is your labor. And the most profound thing, this is very profound, that Jesus told Simon, he said, come on, man, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. With that piece of information, the Romans and the Greeks built an empire because they could see what Jesus was saying, you know? Now, the first thing when you go fishing, you don't pay for the fish. The fish, you force your will on the fish. You take the fish in. If you do that to men, that's what we call slavery, okay? And this is what they engage in. Say, hey, we can't afford to pay for the labor for these people because we're just getting started. So we're going to treat them like fish. We're going to go and capture them, bring them to us. And since we're using the barter system, the most important thing that really is money is your labor. Your labor. So they went fishing for men. This was very profound when Jesus told them that. But see, we're not thinking in terms of today and what's going on today, dealing with commerce in reference to how we eat, how they're getting so powerful. They're getting powerful because they look at that book, that Bible, and they can see what it's saying, but we can't. Think about that. Jesus said, come on, Simon, I want to make you a fisher of men. That's a very profound statement. It's a business. You need people to purchase your product. When you advertise, that's laying the hook in the fishing reel to get the people, the bite, to come in to purchase your product, okay? Advertising is fishing. I'm saying the whole thing is very interesting. Once you begin to see the wisdom and the power that Jesus had when he was telling the people what was going on, it's a cipher to understand what's going on today, right? Now, we are using the barter system. That means that real money is your labor. Precious metals are a guarantee for your labor. That's what's going on. This is why they need gold and silver to pay for your labor. If they don't use you as a slave, but they're not paying you anything, they have to give you money for your labor. Your labor is actually the real money. Jesus understood that. Jesus knew that. This is why when he dropped little information, when they told stories about what Jesus was doing, there's a cipher in the teachings of Jesus that will help you gain power in today's life. It will help you understand the currency has a flow. See, Jesus understood the current. That's why he was able to tell them where to cast their net to catch the fish, because he understood how the fish, the schools of fish, traveled around the ocean. They use the ocean's current. That's why they call money currency, okay? And so if you understood how currency flows, you'll know where to cast your net in order to get the money. When you go fishing for men, that's a very profound statement. Most preachers let that go by. They don't break it into what's going on today so that you can understand the Uniform Commercial Code. You have to study the Uniform Commercial Code so that you can understand commerce. And Jesus gave you the key. He gave you the cipher on how to do that. Fishing for men. That's what your advertising is for. I know I said it a couple of times, but this kind of information you can't get on regular channels because they're not giving it. Well, unless you tune in to Brother Will I Am. He's dropping information. But I'm letting you know that the information is right in the Bible. This book that you're throwing in the trash is one of the most powerful books, has some of the most powerful ciphers in the world that you can use. Okay? Now, precious metals. We say that precious metals is the real money. But I'm just going over this a couple of times because it's very important that we understand this. The real money is your labor. Gold, diamonds, and silver is there to pay for your labor. See, your labor is the real commodity. Your labor is the real money. That's the real money. Let me scroll down here a little bit because it's something I wanted to get into as well in reference to what's going on. I just, oh, okay. Okay, here we are. Now, remember, when Simon went fishing, right, what was he fishing for, okay? He went fishing because the fishing was commerce. He was engaged in commerce, all right? Now, if you're going to engage in commerce, all right, you have to deal with the Uniform Commercial Code because that's basically how everything is set up. Now, I've told you in the beginning how they see you and your mother. Your mother's a captain, captain of a ship, carrying a cargo. That cargo is you. You come down the Berthing Canal into the ships, come down the canal into the dock. The baby comes down the canal into the hands of the doctor. Okay, all this is based on commerce, bill of lading, your manifest. That's the doctor's. When you go to get your doctor's visit, that's proof that you were being born. That's the bill of lading. You get a bill. That's your bill of lading. All this is based on Uniform Commercial Code. You're birthing all of this, okay? The birth certificate. When you have cargo and you deliver your cargo, you have to have a certificate that the cargo was delivered. Well, that birth certificate is based on a cargo. They got another trick with the birth certificate, but that's for another show. We won't get into that right now. But all of this is based on the Uniform Commercial Code. And to understand the code, right, you have to pay real attention to what Jesus was telling them in that particular story. And the most profound thing, okay, the most profound thing that was told to them was that, come, Simon, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And once they were able to see what Jesus was saying, it changed their whole reality. They knew how to get paid. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to get paid, even though you done read the Bible over and over and backwards and forward. Jesus was dealing with Uniform Commercial Code. He's dealing with commerce. That's what that whole story was all about. It was about commerce, how to use the currency flow to put yourself in the position to catch the fish. Who are the fish? The fish are the men. The fish are people. So how do you fish for people in today's marketplace? Advertising. That's how you fish for people in today's marketplace. I mean, now, there's another thing that's going on that we're not actually looking at when we look, when we read these scriptures. Okay, when your labor is so important, your labor is the real money, because the country is using your labor to finance itself. When they go into debt, they're borrowing money based on your labor. That's what's going on. They're literally borrowing money based on your labor, because your labor is their ability to pay back the debt. See what I'm saying? So they are definitely fishers of men. Well, we can say fishers of men and women, because men and women are both in the labor force. Because back then in the day, women didn't work. They stayed home to take care of the children. So the men were the labor force. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. All right, but that was a cipher for those who knew how, those who are studying. If you're not studying how to get your freedom, how to deal with Uniform Code and all that kind of stuff, if you're not studying this stuff, when you read the Bible, you won't be able to see what's there. That's why he said, those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, let them hear. And when I hear my brothers and sisters, say I saw that book in the trash, I cringe. I said, oh, man, how could they do such a thing? You know, everybody is using the book to become powerful, and we are throwing it in the trash. Something to think about what's going on, okay? Now, the debt, that's, now, you know, you have to think about it, because the governments of the world are borrowing money based on your labor, and you think that the Bible is an insignificant book. Think about what's going on, okay? Think about what they're doing in relationship to the book. That's what this is all about. This is why I come on every Sunday as much as I can, so that to get to see what the book is actually saying. Follow what I'm saying? Now, in order to see what the book is saying, you have to study outside of the book. Now, this is why I like Brother Will I Am Show, because everything I'm telling you now about how they view your mother as a captain, how she comes in to the dock door, how the whole system is set up based on what's going on in the Bible. The whole system, everything that they're doing is based on what's going on in that book. But they're not, they don't want to tell you that, because they don't want you to know that you can free yourself based on what's happening in the book. It's a very powerful book if you can see what the book is saying. And this is what we're here to do. We're here to get you to see what the book is saying, so that you can pass information, these nuggets, these jewels, onto your children, because your children need to know what's going on. Listen to your children talk. They're not really talking about anything beneficial. And if they go into the churches, when they come out of the churches, they're not breaking the ciphers down so that they can see what's going on in their lives right now, today. The rest of the part of the show is going to be about economics, but the government, we're using a barter system. So the government is using your labor to back and finance what's going on in this country. But how are you using your labor? How are you using your labor to become free? Okay? Now, there's, I said this on another show, right? Once that birth certificate drops, it can only give you the birth certificate when you die. You say, wait a minute, I'm not dead, I'm just being born. After 30 days, all right, your mother, if they don't challenge the system and claim you within 30 days, you die, and the birth certificate enacts what we call a straw man, a corporate entity. And they can't actually do things with you without your consent, because this, they rule by the consent of the governed, okay? So they trick you into thinking that you're a corporation, so that when they send you information about this corporate entity, you think it's you. It's got your name, sounds like you, it looks like you, it even feels like you if you touch it. But it's not you, it's something else. It's a sick entity that they set up to make it seem like you, so that they can take advantage of you and your labor. That's what's going on. And we want you to see what's going on. This is why Jesus, well, his name was Yahshua ben Bedar, but they call him Jesus. I just want to say that blind-haired, blue-eyed guy that got strung up on the cross up there, that guy's a fake. You can't find him. You go searching through history, and you get past Constantine, he disappears because he don't exist. But if you look up Yahshua ben Bedar, you can find him all the way back from antiquity. You can find him, his parents. They had a Ben Bedar temple and everything. I mean, but you got to do your own research, all right? And when you go into the book, to the Bible, understand that there's ciphers in there that will take you into the future, that will take you, that can help put you in a place where you can cast your net, where you won't be caught in all the trouble that you're into. Number one, you do not need to deal with the banks at all. The banks need you. You don't need the bank. You know what I'm saying? If you put yourself on a 50% budget, half of your income is going towards savings. Half of your income is what you're living on. After a few years, you have enough money to borrow from yourself. What do you need the bank for? Why are you paying them to borrow money, you see what I'm saying, that they stole from you in the first place? I mean, the whole thing is amazing because when you purchase a house, right, the minute you sign that paperwork, the house is paid for. You don't have to pay another dime, but you don't know that. See? And what you're paying the bank for is to administer the payments that you're supposed to be given for the house. But you're paying them twice for the house because they're getting paid from the government bank. Oh, there's a government bank. And they're getting paid from that, but you don't have an account there. You don't know anything about it. You're not even studying what's going on with the government bank. You know, it's what's called the Treasury Department, I think it's what it's called. You don't know anything about that. So they're getting twice. Same thing with your electric bill, your gas bill, your phone bill, all your bills, because they're making close to $400,000 per year off that birth certificate that they're circulating. Okay? You can get control of the birth certificate. There's a tracking number on it. Okay? That's for another show. We'll talk about that at another time. But there's just so much that you don't know about what's going on, and it all begins with this little book that they're using to set up everything. The court system, everything is set up based on the Bible. When they went after O.J., you see what I'm saying? They went after him through another system, which is in the Bible, okay? But you don't understand what's going on. This is why you're not making no money. This is why you're broke. This is why you don't have anything, because you don't understand how to fish for men. And this is what Jesus told you. This was so profound when he told Simon, come, I will make you a fisher of men. And now today, I'm going over this again because I think this is important. Today, how are we fishing for men? Well, it's men and women because men and women work for us. How are you fishing today? The fishing is your advertisement. They're in control of all the advertising outlets. They gave, what's his name, the guy with the red hair, Trump, $2 billion worth of free advertising because they want him in office, because he understands commerce. They're trying to get paid. They don't care about civil rights and gay rights. They don't care about none of that. Their bottom line is getting paid. And the best way they get paid is to control the money. What's the real money? The real money is your labor. They're controlling your labor. Gold, diamonds, benzite, all this stuff is designed to pay for your labor. And if they can get the labor free at a low cost, minimum wage, that's slavery. They're using you as slavery. You're a fish to them. They have caught you. They have colonized you. And when the fishermen go out, and Simon went out in the water, he wasn't trying to pay for no fish. He was trying to capture the fish so he could get paid. See what I'm saying? And if you understand how the currency, like the current of the ocean, if you understand how the currency market flows, you can put yourself in a position to make the money. That's what the whole thing of teaching Peter how to walk on the water was all about. It was about the law of the sea. It was about the law of commerce, the Uniform Commercial Code. You need to go in and study. It's complicated the way they got it set up. But you need to take some time. Study the Uniform Commercial Code so that you know how to deal with finance. You don't even know what the real money is. You think the real money is gold or that piece of paper that ain't worth nothing that they give you. You think that's the real money, but it's not. Your labor is the real money. And as Jesus told Simon, come. This was the most profound statement of that particular passage. Come, I will make you fishers of men. So when you set up your business, right, you have to have a way to fish for your clients. You have to have a permanent you have to have a permanent base. Well, not base, but I'm talking about a customer base. That's what I'm saying. You have to develop a permanent customer base. You see what I'm saying? If you got a church, if you got an organization, most of us belong to churches and organizations, but we're not using them as customer bases. The preachers are fishing, bringing people in all the time, and they're becoming wealthy. Because in the Bible it says, come, I will make you fishers of men. So they're out fishing. What are you doing? See, you get your little job, you make a couple of bucks, you buy a little house, and you're cool. You know? Only because you don't understand that one of the most powerful books that your ancestors have left. Black people, melanated people, divine beings, whatever you want to call ourselves these days, we gave all those books were written by them for you to learn how not to be captured and be slaves ever again. But are you listening to the book? Are you seeing what the book is saying? No. They have convinced you that that book is worthless, that that book is nothing. And they have used the book to become the most powerful governments and churches on the planet. But the book was written for you. They got you thinking that it ain't no good. You can just throw it in the trash. You see what I'm saying? Well, it's, I don't want to over. I get a little excited about this because I see what the book is saying. I have eyes. I can see. I have ears. I can hear. And I do my research. Between studying the Bible and watch and listen to shows like Brother Will I Am, you can put the two together and it will help you understand and remember what Brother Will I Am is saying, because it gets a little complicated sometimes, you know? And but this is why we set up this show. This is why I set up this show, so that I can show you the ciphers. Every week I'm going to break a different cipher down in the book to show you how it relates to you today and getting paid and keeping yourself from becoming going further into slavery, so that you can better understand what's going on. Sure, you figured out that that blindhead guy that got up on the cross is a fake. Sure, you're right. He is a fake. There was no Jesus Christ. There was a Yahshua Ben Bandera who was a Christ. You're supposed to be becoming a Christ, one who is crystallizing the oneness with the universe. That's a divine being, okay? That's who you're supposed to be becoming, not Christians, Muslims, and all this here stuff, okay? Now, you're saying, well, the term Christ come along with Jesus. No. All of the pharaohs, if you go back and check on their tomb, they had K-R-S-T written on the tomb. That's how the Egyptians spelled Christ. Check it out. Don't just take my word for it. Go and look it up. This has been gone. We have been into the spiritual mold forever. And they came through, broke your spiritual manifestation down to have you worshiping some guy, okay, and not worshiping, well, you're not really supposed to be worshiping anything, because you are a source. You're an extension of source. You were not created. I'm just going to drop that out there a little bit. We talk about that on one of the shows. Okay? We won't get further into it, but let me drop this commercial, and then I'm going to open up the mics in case I've got a full board here, in case anybody has anything to say or comments, something they want to add, you know. This is the Elohim Radio Hour. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's Philadelphia time, okay? The calling number is 646-564-9888. And press 1 if you want to give a shout-out or say anything about your organization. We use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you want to remain anonymous, that's okay, okay? Now, we have released our first gospel CD, 911, Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The CD link is CD Baby, CD Baby, /CD/ Elohim Christ. Get out. We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? Well, we think he's coming back the same way he did the first time, through one of the goddesses' womb. So, sisters out there, please be mindful of what you're getting rid of when you're dropping them babies, because we really need them. And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Come, for more information on a CD or book, called TCCA at 215 294-0223 from 9 to 5. I'm going a little fast because some of the callers have told me you take too long with the commercial. Okay, so I'll speed it up, and maybe starting next week I'll put the commercial in with talk. I don't know how to do that yet. I have to figure out how to work it in. But it's my obligation. It's my obligation to. I'm talking the talk, so I want to walk the walk. And there's brothers and sisters out there that's doing a good job. And I'm going to take a few minutes, if you don't mind, I'm sounding a little arrogant, but I want to take a few minutes to mention this show so that you can chime in on them. And they need to do the same. They be on for an hour, 2 hours, and don't mention nobody else. And they need to stop doing that. They need to mention a couple other people. Some of them take time to give a shout-out for themselves and still don't mention nobody else. We're talking the talk. Let's take a few minutes and walk the walk and help your brothers and sisters out, okay? Now, and don't forget to check out my new book, Toronto Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Comes. For more information on a CD or book, call TCCA at 215-294-0223 from 9 to 5. And I would like to give a shout-out to the Will I Am. He comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. His calling number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number, because it's I forget what you call it, but the PIN number to get into the show is a conference call. So the PIN number is 726-476-87#. Okay. Now this brother is like a walking computer. He got information. If you want to know about how to get free. Some brothers talk like freedom architects. You know, if you ask yourself, all the years we've been here, how many of us actually got free? That answers your question of whether a freedom architect has been here or not yet. But Will I Am, he can help you actually get free, free yourself from the system and get yourself set up. But now freedom, I'm not supposed to go into all this. I'm supposed to do this fast. But freedom is scary because once master lets you go, you got to feed, clothe, shelter, and secure yourself. And most of us, if we can't go around the corner and buy no food, we're going to be in trouble. I'm one of those guys. I'm trying to grow food now. It's a little tricky for me because I'm not really a grower of food, but I'm going to learn how, okay? And so that's the Will I Am show. Check him out. And I think you'll enjoy what you're listening to. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When the Locks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. I'll talk about that on one of the shows. And I also give a shout out to the Legacy of a Nation show, hosted by Bud McIntyre. And it comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number for that show is 347-677-1533. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number for the show is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, NikkiLoveWuna.com. That Wuna always drove me. But it's NikkiLove, WNOM.com, okay? We also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178 at 53rd Drive in Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. These doctors are killing us, okay? It's headed by Basima Muhammad. Our call the number is 215-796-0366. And we have RBG Industries. That's Red, Black, and Green. He designs clothes, make buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just call 609-638-5828. And ask for Brother Siddiqui, and he will take care of you, trust me, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia, and he has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information directly at 267-259-4077. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers who have just released their new CD called Reflections. They have about 4 CDs on the market as well. For more information about the album and how to book the gospel group, just call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself and go check them out. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We've got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7000. 7355, and Dr. Bill, who his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick, and you're not calling these guys, you need to be sick. No, I don't mean that. Nobody really needs to be sick. So I don't think anyone deserves to be sick at all. So give them a call, and don't worry. They will definitely keep you healthy. Now, we're going to, the mics are actually now open. I'm sorry, I went a little longer here. I only got 40 minutes of mic time, but the next topic is economics. And if you have a comment or anything you want to say, just hit one on your dial and you can jump right in. I'll open your mic up right away and you can say, you know, whatever you have to say. If you want to talk about your show or whatever you're doing, then you can just hit the mic and hit one. And I'll chime you in. We've been talking about getting paid. We've been talking about commas, uniform commercial code. Every once a month, I talk about economics, okay? What is economics? Now, they have everything so crazy. Okay, we have a chime in, so let me go right away. Because, you know, once I get started right in my face, I talk all day. We have 5298. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Do you have a comment or something you want to say?
Yes.
Go right
ahead. Peace, Brother Elohim. This is our Brother Will.
Hey, Brother Will. What's going on?
Man, once again, you got a good energy going on with your class. That he's telling y'all right about the UCC code. That's the system that was set up for when the United States, Washington, D.C., had to, they could no longer act in natural law. So they had to create a system so for them to operate. That's where commerce comes in. That's when you're dealing with corporations and so forth. So the credit system that y'all operating off of, that's the form of the UCC. And he's telling you that y'all need to study this so you can know how to operate your person. Because that straw man is your person. It's not your creation. Understand what I'm saying. It is not your creation. It is your person out here in commerce. So you need to learn how to operate that. And how you operate that is through the UCC. Because the UCC only applies to corporate status. It doesn't apply to man. But since you are the man that's supposed to be operating your corporation or your straw man, you need to learn those rules. So he was right on the money when he was telling y'all need to understand that. So you can deal in contracts and trust. Y'all need to understand trusting. All trust is out here in contracts. So I just wanted to put that out there to piggyback on what you were stating earlier, brother.
Well, thank you very much. And naturally, not when I say everything, I related to the Bible because I think that it's so important as to what we're doing. And if they click onto your show and listen to some of the things that you be teaching, and most of us know the Bible pretty well. And they can pretty much relate the disciples of Jesus to what you're saying, you know? And that's why I encourage them to call and talk into the show because you have some pretty profound things that are going on over there. And I think it's important that they know what it is. Now, if you want to give your number again so that while we have time, last time we ran out of time, you want to give your number again and tell them what the topic is today about on your show, you can go right ahead, brother.
Okay. This is Brother Will. I am. I host the show 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, right after Brother Elohim's show. Today's class will be on the all is mind and the universe is mental. We're going to get heavy into that today and break that down and how you figure into that equation. And the number for that class is 218-632-0460. And then there's a code. The code is 726-476-87#. And thank you, Brother Elohim, for letting me plug in. And like the brother is saying, everything with the Bible, once y'all learn how to decipher it, because the Bible is a code itself. And it was meant to be deciphered and not taken literally. So y'all have to understand that concept, too. So that's when he's breaking that down. He's showing you how to cipher the Bible. Because he's also a good cipher. He can break down codes and cycles. So when they created this system, they created everything in codes and cycles. And so you have to learn to be in that concept. And Brother Elohim is very good at that as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now we're going to go back into the topic here. We're talking about economics. Oh, boy. Now, I'm Olivia Mike-Goldman, so if you want to jump in, you can. The economics. What is economics? Now, they have been screwing us around with that concept for so long. They got economics, microeconomics. Now, I went to school for accounting and all that kind of stuff, and, man, it complicated. It really got things so complicated. Listen.
Yeah.
Economics
yep.
is somebody else working and paying you. Now, think about that. If you don't have somebody else working and paying you, you don't have economics, you have a job, okay?
Right.
Now, the quickest
right.
way to get into economics is through real estate. Real estate is a good way to get in because people will be working and paying you rent, okay? Now, the best way to get into economics, okay, is through the 50% budget. Now, I've talked to some economists, and they say, oh, that's unrealistic. But it's very realistic, especially if you start out young. When your child get out of high school, get them to take two jobs. They save one job and live off the other job. Most jobs pay about $10,000 a year. That gives them $20,000 over 2 years. They can purchase a three-story building, live on the first floor, rent the other two out. Now they're living for free. Not for free, but somebody is working and paying them rent. Now they have economics. Okay,
exactly.
So the system is not teaching us economics because they don't want us to know. We go to work and say we got a job. Now, when they talk about a job, right, they're talking about economics for them. Why? Because you're working and paying the government taxes. So this is why economics is that's why jobs are economics for the government because they're getting taxes off of you. Okay, you have something that you want to say, Brother Will?
Brother Alan Henry, you're right on the money with that about y'all understanding what economics is. And like he just said, if you're not creating residuals, then you are basically a slave. And that's how they set you up. And like you said, when he went to class for accounting and all those things, they teach you, when just like you go to school. Let me show you a trick right quick that you don't recognize that they do to you or tell a lot of your vision. Okay, they got all these colleges that they're telling you to go to school. You go to school and you get this degree, this degree, this degree, this degree. Now, if you understand the concept of what degree is, degree in ancient tongues means to step down. So that's why when you go to college, they teach you, if you go get this master's degree, you get this bachelor's degree, you get this such, they're teaching you to be a slave. That's what a degree, and what you're stepping down is from your divineness, as man, as God, as divine energy in the universe, and you're stepping down from that degree and you're going up under that corporate status. So that's why he was saying that it's important for y'all to understand the UCC, that y'all need to start reading that so you won't go under and you'll know how to be able to operate that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And this is why in the earlier part of the show, the way I set the show up, why it was so important for Jesus to teach Peter how to walk on the water, overstanding,
yep.
is what we're talking
yep.
about. And Jesus
yep.
understood the flow of current, and he understood what a fish was. And the most profound thing, I'm just going over this a little bit because I think it's so important. The most profound thing that Jesus told Simon was, come, I will make you fishes of men. Now, how do you fish for men today? Because the real money is the labor. That's the real money. And the fishing for men is advertising. So they're in control of all of they're in control of all
yep.
the fishing reel that you got to throw out the fish. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So one of the most important things that I like to tell everybody as far as economics is concerned is that when your children, when they come out of high school, don't be in a hurry to kick them out of the house. Let them stay home and pay you low rent so that they can save their money so they can go into either sheriff's sale or foreclosures and purchase that little three-story building so they can begin to build residual income. Residual income is something that once you do it, you don't have to keep doing it over and over and over to get paid. Once you purchase the house and rent it out, you don't have to buy that house again. That house is paid for, and as long as you have that house, the renters will be working and paying you rent. And this is a situation you want your children to get into, especially in the poor communities. They ask yourself, well, I can't pay for college. I don't have the money. Your labor is all that you need to pay for everything that you need to have. Take two jobs, Geno's, McDonald's, sweeping the street, whatever it is. It don't make no difference because you're not making a career out of that. That's another thing. We got to stop looking for careers. We have to look for ways to get economics, not looking for ways to work on a job for 20 years and tired with a gold watch. But that's a whole other story. But the thing is, have your children work the two jobs and get that first building. Now, if they get three or four more buildings, they can pay their way through college. They can have a new car. They can have a three-car garage that they want. They can have a swimming pool, anything that they want, based on managing their labor. Labor management is very important because your labor is your money. That's the cash. That's what the world runs off. The world runs off of your labor. So you need to control, manage, and use your labor properly. Okay? Now, when you, if your mom and papa let you stay home, then don't be sitting home all day long. I'm talking to the children right now. Don't be sitting home all day long playing video games, getting caught up in that madness, you know? Unless you're going to start creating video games to make money, you know. But get out, go to work, give your mom and pop a little bit of money to stay there once you come out of high school, and go get that economics so that you can do whatever you're trying to do and be what you're ever trying to be. You know, that's very important, you know. Now, I just want to read the – oh, go ahead, brother.
Just to piggyback on what you were saying, when he was talking about real estate, recognize that you are the real estate. Don't go learn how to be in real estate. You are the real estate. Start from that point going into it because you are the real estate. When he's saying your labor, that's you are the real estate. So understand that concept. And a career is for a slave. Ritual is a way of life. There's a difference. That's a lifestyle. Residual pay, like he's telling you, that's a lifestyle. A career is for a slave.
Could you expound a little bit on us being the real estate?
Yeah, because man is the currency. So for all y'all to think that this fake dollar that you go out here and earn on the job or whatever, that's not the currency. Man is the real currency. So man is the real estate. So without your energy, your source, your labor, real estate does not exist. Because they teach you real estate is about a building and buying property and so forth, and that is not real estate. Real estate is something that can create currency, and man is the only real estate because man is the only one that can create currency.
Absolutely. Okay, well, very good. Thank you very much, brother Will. Now, I'm going to reiterate back over a little bit of to the beginning of the class, just a little bit. the story that I was talking about, that take you into the Uniform Commercial Code and what Jesus was trying to teach the people, right, was when he told Simon to come on, get on the boat, let's go out, and I'll show you where to fish. Because he understood,
right.
He understood the ocean. He understood how the current – we only got about 90 seconds here – but he understood the currency, how the current flow, and the schools flow through the currency, and so he knew where to cast his net. You have to learn how currency flows, how money flows, which is your labor. You have to learn how labor works. Once you understand how labor works, you'll be able to put yourself in a better position to get paid. See what I'm saying? And the most profound thing that he told Simon was, I got about 60 seconds here. So the most profound thing he told Simon was to come, I will make you fishers of men. And how do you fish for men? Once they got hold of that information, they created the most powerful governments, the most powerful religious institutions on the planet, because they know that it's the men that they have to fish for in order to become wealth, in order to become powerful. See what I'm saying? And they've got themselves set up where all of the fishing outlets are under their control. How are we fishing for men today? Advertising is how we're fishing for men today, and they control all of the advertising outlets. I'd like to say thanks to all of those who are on the line, and thanks to Brother Will I Am who's chiming in. I appreciate y'all coming in. Every Sunday, we're going to break down one of the ciphers. We're going to break down one of the ciphers. I want to say peace. I love you. And remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Keep making other people feel good, and you'll have no problem all day long. I like to say peace, and thank you for chiming in. Brother Lane, I'm out.